Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Give it up for JT Foreman.
Hello, I am JT Foreman, and we are the Bitter Comics. As always, I am here with my good friends, Engineer Extraordinaire Terry the Beast Michaels, and of course, the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Compton. Why you be laughing at my intro, nigga? Every time.
We begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I will apologize for the cruel, insensitive, offensive, and probably racist things that I said last episode. This is episode 7, so for my insensitivity in episode 6, I would like to apologize to black people.
Again.
Fergie shoulder pads. Michelle Obama, bears, spam, the Mexican Missile Defense Program, and Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What you doing disrespecting Kool-Aid on my watch, nigga? You're wrong for that.
You're more upset that I offended Kool-Aid than Michelle Obama.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about her. She'll suck my dick.
She don't suck.
Well, if you would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing, please check out episode 6 and all of our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology to any person, place, thing, or idea I missed, or to make any comment, please feel free to email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com. In the subject line, be sure to put "Go fuck yourself."
Wow, really?
How's it going, guys?
With that, really? Wow.
Well, see, it's them saying "Go fuck yourself" to me, since I'm the one getting the email.
Oh, that's true. All right. Okay.
So, what's up? How's your week?
I hurt myself on stage, dude. I sprained my fucking ankle on stage.
Told you to quit doing the moonwalk.
How fat do you have to be? Seriously. No.
You sprained your ankle. It wasn't while you were doing the joke about spraining your ankle at the buffet, was it?
It was doing the joke about pulling a muscle at the buffet, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is all very meta.
The stage was... it was like an old gym floor, like a basketball court. And for some reason, they felt like it had to be shiny. So it was slippery on top of it. And, I somehow twisted my ankle.
Next time, make sure they put the gymnastics pads out.
Yeah, the bumpers. And I didn't notice till afterwards, until the next day when I got up, when I got out of bed and tried to walk down to get the free breakfast at the hotel. Yeah.
Comedy is a hazardous job.
Yes, the incontinental breakfast.
Yeah, you know what? It's a dangerous game if you weigh 310 pounds.
Yes, it is. Well, you shouldn't be doing backflips in your show. I mean, it's like that one episode of The Honeymooners when Jackie Gleason fell right the hell off the stage. He used to do a backflip on stage at the beginning of every show. And he did that once, and he fell right off the stage, broke his leg. Sponsor said he couldn't do it anymore. You ever heard about that?
Why? I don't understand why a man as big as him would even attempt that.
Hey, you know, he was able to do backflips. I don't know what's going on. Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. We are recording here once again at the Denny's Third Floor Studios here in Fresno, California, at the corner of Blackstone and Herndon. Our waitress tonight is, what is your name?
Courtney.
Courtney. Hi, Courtney. How are you doing?
I'm good,
Courtney is now famous.
Courtney is famous. Both of the people listening to this episode are going to know who you are.
Did you have half iced tea?
Yes, I did. I had an Arnold Palmer.
I'll bring you another one because I brought, she said lemonade and tea.
That's fine. You can just say, yeah, that's perfectly okay. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, oh, that's okay. Thank you so much.
We should jump her. That's what we should do.
I think so. We might have to.
Yeah.
Oh, so where were we?
We were, my fat ass was falling on a stage.
Yeah, there you go.
So
hey, comedy's dangerous.
Yeah, man, it's a dangerous job.
And then, of course, I had to perform the next night, trying not to, cry.
This was at the hot dog stand.
The Philly dog in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Thanks. You're making my career look really exciting. Right?
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, nigga.
I think it was Lenny Bruce who said, if I have a choice between making $5,000 a week to play at the Sands, making $5,005 a week to play at the Christian Science Reading Room, I'll take the Christian Science Reading Room.
And Lenny would have really.
Just who's going to pay you?
I got paid either way.
He made $2.50.
But but you got a free hot dog, though, right?
You know what? I got three free hot dogs. And let me just say this. If you happen to be from Bakersfield and you are listening, go to Philly Dog on California Avenue right off the freeway. And that place rocks. It's next to a T-Mobile. Well, actually, it's next to a different, it's like a sandwich shop that I'm not going to mention because they didn't give me free food.
Oh, there we go.
But it's right by the T-Mobile there, and it's next to another restaurant that also didn't give me free food, that's next to a restaurant that didn't give me free food, next to the hotel that did give me a free room, which was the Days Inn in Bakersfield on California.
That would be the Incontinental Breakfast.
Yes.
John, anything exciting going on with you?
Man, no, I just had a chill week. You know, I'm still black.
Still black?
Discovered that this morning. Yes.
Oh.
Is that really ever going to change?
You know, I'm trying to get that Villa Lago, nigga. I'm trying to get that Villa Lago.
You know how you get Villa Lago? You hang out with young boys.
That's the secret. Because every time he would hang out with a young boy, he came back a little lighter. I didn't get it.
If you put Corey Feldman on your lap or...
Webster. Not to mention the fact he was 30 years old at the time, so that was gay as all monkey shit. You've got a really tight booty. Woo! Don't make me laugh my own stuff, man.
Well, while I was doing the intro, some of you might have heard in the background, "Mail, motherfucker." That was John Jones's... smartphone here. Anytime he gets a mail, that is the ringtone he has.
What did it say?
Mail, motherfucker.
Do it.
I can't.
No, you make your phone do it. You can make your phone do it,
So it would take a whole lot of time. Yeah.
Speaking of time, John, what time is it?
No.
Yes.
It is 9:03.
That is a nice phone.
That is a nice phone. That is a very nice phone.
It's a nice phone, and you can't make it do the ringtone at all?
I think so, but it's going to take
mail, motherfucker.
Well, see, the message he just received was a picture message that I forwarded to him, and this picture was a...
That was a nice picture.
A rather voluptuous naked
woman. Oh, God, she was fine.
Yeah, I got my I got my cell phone about a year ago. And I'm still getting calls for the person who had the phone before me every once in a while. And this was another one of those. The person before, they were trying to get a hold of the person who had that number before me. And they didn't send any other messages to check who it is. They just sent this naked picture. Now, I don't know.
Is there something wrong with that, JT?
No, there is nothing wrong with that, actually. There's a lot of things right with that, actually.
All right. Good.
But unfortunately, you know, I get the picture and I send him a text back saying, "Oh, hey, I think you got the wrong number. But if this picture is of you, can I come over?"
You should have said that. You should have said, "I know a Negro that will hump you."
Well, I'm not quite as smooth as the Beast or the Super Negro Champion here.
I know a Negro that would hump you.
Yeah, right, JT, now. Not Smooth Foreman, I think would be. We're still trying to come up with a good nickname
for me.
Hey, motherfucker. There you go.
There it is.
Is that your voice or somebody else's?
No, it's from that movie Euro Trip.
Male motherfucker.
Yeah, that's my favorite shit.
Word.
That is an awesome ringtone for getting an email, I have to say, or a text message. That is awesome.
You know, I did watch Beverly Hills Cop this week.
One, two, three, or four?
I watched one, and I watched three.
Oh, okay. Three was whack.
Three was the one at the...
That is so whack.
At the...
Wonder World. Eddie Murphy ran out of ideals.
Yeah. He didn't write that movie, but John Landis directed number three, and it was a little bit more violent than the other ones.
Yeah, and it was weirder and more violent than the others.
Two,
I think, was still more violent than three was.
It had
Brigitte Nielsen back when she was hot in it. Though.
That's right.
So we can let
she
that
looks
go.
Just scary now. Dude.
Before her vagina swallowed the careers of many an actor.
Man.
I got to ask, did her vagina swallow the career of Flavor Flav, or did Flavor Flav's penis swallow the career of her vagina?
They was really fucking?
Yes, absolutely.
How would she, how do you fuck a raisin? That nigga, you know that nigga got raisin eyes. Don't act like it's just me over here.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I don't. Hey, maybe she can tolerate that. I don't know.
Man, when a nigga come in the room, you hear, I heard it through the grapevine. Boy, it's a raisin. He's just black and crispity and wrinkly.
Yeah, boy.
You know, maybe she heard he was opening that fried chicken restaurant we were talking about last week.
That's absolutely right.
I want to try that chicken. If I'm ever in Clinton, Iowa, I'm going to try that chicken because I bet it's good.
Here's the thing. Why would you want to go to Clinton, Iowa?
I don't know. I don't understand why he would want to open the restaurant there. I mean, it's this little town, population 16,000, in the middle of, you know, a bunch of cornfields, basically. Why, you know, if me, I'm a big celebrity. I'm going to open a restaurant with recipes of my own. I'm going to open it on the Strip in Las Vegas, or I'm going to open it on Sunset in Hollywood. I'm not going to open it in Clinton, Iowa.
First of all, he's not a big celebrity anymore.
Well, he was a big celebrity. He still got a bunch of money.
He was all he ever did. He was the hype man for Public Enemy. He didn't even really rap. He was, yeah, boy, tell him, Chuck. Chuck D was a motherfucker for Public Enemy. He was the one doing all the lyricing.
The what?
All the rapping. All the lyrics.
And the lyrics.
Yeah, but he did seem to know how to get the paper. Did I use your phrase properly there?
Wow, did you
see
that?
I'm learning. He's blackifying me.
Welcome to slang theater.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very proud of that. That's going to hold me for at least a month now.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, man.
I still don't get to say the N-word, though, do I?
No, you haven't graduated.
Yeah, man. You know, all he wanted to do was get the paper. Okay, JT. Shit.
I'm very proud of myself.
I use that
phrase properly. I'm proud.
And for those white folks out there, what Joel said is he was making the money.
Yes. Okay. Paper is money.
No, what it was is, you know, Chuck D looked out for him and carried him. That's basically what happened. I don't think he's really an all-talented person. The nigga's just stupid.
Yeah, well, Chuck D wasn't around when he was fucking Bridget Nielsen, all right? He wasn't there.
If not for Chuck D, he wouldn't have been able to fuck Bridget Nielsen. And that's not a compliment. She's ugly, too. That girl looks like Harry and the Hendersons.
Look, John Jones, you want to tell me that you've never fucked an ugly woman?
He's also not a multimillionaire, though. Yeah, if I were a multimillionaire, I would never be having sex with
ugly women. I fucked some snap turtles in my time. I've done some shit. I ain't gonna lie.
At least he didn't call them snap dragons.
No, but they look like, you know, in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 2, you know, Toka. I fucked some ugly bitches. I ain't gonna lie. You know?
That's hilarious.
I fucked me a few gremlins in my days.
Arms, legs, and heads just pull back in when they have an orgasm. Really,
did you feed him after midnight?
Yep. To the beat. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, bitch. Dun, 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 dun,
pull the hose, dun, sprayed dun, it on, tried to get away. They just multiplied.
Man.
Oh, wow. But I did. I watched that movie, and I saw John Jones' favorite scene where Axel Foley is at the counter at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
The way he says it.
And they're like, well, sorry, we don't have a room for you. Oh, don't you think I see what's happening here? I'm just a small reporter from Rolling Stone magazine, out of town. And I was going to write, doing a story on Michael Jackson. I was going to do the story of Michael Jackson sitting on top of the world on top of the Beverly Hills Hotel. But now I'm going to have to call it Michael Jackson sitting on top of the world, but he can't sit on top of the Beverly Hills Hotel because they don't let niggers in here.
Because they don't allow niggers in here. The way he says it kills me every time.
Well, all the rest of it he's yelling, but he gets real loud on that one word.
Yeah. Yep. And then
he was a genius in the way he did it.
And then the manager's all, we seem to have found a vacancy, and we'll charge you for the single rate room. Well, how much is that? $225 a night. That'll be fine.
Man. Yeah, I think between him and I, we got the perfect, you know, saying the nigger. Perfect.
Oh, is there a perfect way of saying that?
See, you got to do it right, you know. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right. You know, I think when I do that part in my bit where, you know, I talk about the Kraken, and I do that Super Negro Champ.
Oh, yes.
That is hilarious. So you guys,
it is funny.
You got to watch that on YouTube. But like, when I say the N-word, even I can't watch me do that and not laugh anymore. You know, I'm like, you know, this is what people have to put up with all these years. They've known me. Shit.
Yes, and that, see, that's the amazing part about it. They haven't killed you yet.
No, I don't even know how.
Oh, speaking of which, John Jones does have a few videos up on YouTube, that comedy bit. Right?
Yeah, I got that one and a couple of Volkswagen commercials.
And Terry Michaels has also posted a couple of videos on YouTube. Of
some brand new videos, actually. New demos up. Two separate 10-minute videos. So you have to watch them separately in order to get the full 20-minute experience.
Yes.
And it is an experience
it
watching
is.
Terry
the,
Michaels.
The Terry Michaels experience.
These videos are not the buffet disaster.
No,
Thursday. Are they? Okay.
No, they're not.
You don't get to see him breaking his ankle.
I have to tell you, there have been other times where there was a time at Ty Palms I was performing, and I was really just into what I was doing, and I threw myself on the floor to do that bit, and I actually thought, oh, shit, I'm not going to be able to get up.
Well, there have been a number of times when I see you on stage, and you're doing the joke about how you're fat and you're having a hard time. You're wheezing, and then you'll start breathing heavy, and I'm not sure if it's real or if it's just the act.
It's mostly the act, although I do mostly breathe heavy. I do, because I'm always masturbating.
Well, you know, that happens.
You know, I was thinking about that all week long, you know.
You were thinking about me masturbating?
You know, like, how come you can never do it cool like they do in a porn? Because I know myself. I ain't going to lie to everybody. You know what I mean? I'd be making some fucked up noise. I'd be, you know. So I'm thinking, from the inventors of... yeah, I'm thinking we should make a box, just like the Wrap It Up box, called the Busting Up Box.
You need to develop a battle cry.
The Busting Up Box, when you know you're about to do something ridiculous, you just hit the button. You be like, oh, shit, girl, it's coming.
You can't get enough of Super Goldie, Chris.
Just have different themes.
How ridiculous would that be?
Yeah. instant voiceover so you don't she don't hear you make fucked up noises behind her.
It's always behind
her. Good night,
her.
Baby. Good night. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Ooh, don't touch me. Ooh.
I think they like it when you make weird noises, though. It's just, see but not what like they you did been, to you.
Not
it
like,
makes them feel like.
Not like you holding in some weed. You know? That's happened a couple times.
Especially when they're blindfolded and have a sack over their head.
Exactly.
You know who I would wonder would sound real funny busting a nut and fucking it up? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I ain't.
Get to the chopper. No. Predator flashback.
Come on.
Get down. That would be great. We should find somebody that does celebrity voices and have them do an impersonation of different celebrities having sex. But it'd have to be like really off the wall. Like what if... What would Bugs Bunny sound like having an orgasm? That shit would be funny. From the sick mind.
Oh, the only impersonations I do are people like Isaac Newton, because nobody can check.
This is Isaac Newton having an orgasm.
Find the treasure map.
Wow.
Man.
That's hilarious. And those of you that are still listening, this is the Bitter Comics podcast.
Not the Bust a Nut podcast.
The Bust a Nut podcast. That'd be hilarious. Nothing but guys
bust a nut. Oh, bitch, no, no.
Just keeps going to different people.
Get a portable digital recorder, walk around the street, stop people. Hey, I want you to do an imitation of an orgasm. Go.
White guys would be the funniest.
Look, that's not how I sound. This is how I sound. Here it is. Is this going to cost extra? That's how I sound. Okay.
I can't wait to catch Joe busting his first nut. That shit will be funny. Right. I want some cornbread, yo.
Are you hoping to catch Joel busting a nut?
I'm gonna get that on tape, nigga, and sell it on YouTube.
Wow.
And you wanna see the funniest shit ever? Oh, bitch, get the Kool-Aid. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bitch. Oh, some cornbread and Kool-Aid. Yeah, I'm call JJ and tell him I'm fucked.
Wow.
Some high expectations.
I think he'll go out like a gangster, man. I believe it. He ain't gonna go out like probably. No punk.
I just can't see JT.
Gotta get some cornbread fried chicken now.
I can't see JT like calling a woman a bitch or anything like that. Like,
I know he's like one of the nicest brothers I know.
Before and during 16. You know.
What's your name again? IBM. What is your? I want to be sure to get it right.
See, I have absolutely no social skills, but I'm very friendly.
He's very polite.
I know he is very polite. Yes. Also, must you black guys wear things that spin too? I remember that. I was like, what? Any other nigga would have shot you 12 times. Of course I must wear things that spin.
Have you seen our Cadillacs?
Yeah. Maybe? It's a cultural thing, man. Don't. That's my culture.
It's hilarious. So, JT, you brought some of your.
Well, we'll get that. One more thing I do want to ask you about. Now, yes. Thursday, you recorded your second album.
I did. I recorded my second CD. We're going to be mixing it this week after I get these podcasts mixed down and take care of.
I'm holding. Okay.
What? Go. What? Say what?
Your second
what?
Album. We're going to be mixing it this week.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
boy.
You hear what he said? Oh.
All right, so you're going to be heading to Clinton, Iowa to work with Flavor Flav on.
Yeah, Flavor Flav and I. Right. We're going to be doing, we're going to be, yeah, exactly. No, we're going to be working on the mix this week, and I'm going to have it mastered. It's going to be about 2 weeks probably before it's done.
No, that's, you're going to get it put up on
iTunes. iTunes, Napster, and something else. And it's also going to be available at shows, and we're going to advertise it on some of the podcasts and on the internet. It's going to be called I Never Said I Was Nice.
Because you are rude, Mel.
I'm a mean motherfucker. Man, I don't even rude, care.
Like, hey, nigga, come pick me up, cuz, before I get mad, nigga. That is terrible. Every
before
day
I get mad.
I'm going to be there 5. Dang, Terry, you ain't got to be all... aggressive.
That bitch took the car again. Get your ass over here. Pick me up.
I'm hard, man.
Right. You can't be harder than me when you're sweeter than sugar, Joe Foreman. He'd be calling you out, man, for no reason. Now, we was homies, baby. What's going on?
Now, your first album, you put that out like 7 years ago?
Yeah, 7 years ago. It was called Bad Mood Rising.
Now, do you have any copies of that? I know you were saying that the company that made it went out of business or something.
Company that made it went out of business, and the bitch that owned it took all the copies of the album.
Okay, so what have you? You just kind of given up on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's not available, and so
now,
this
what
one's.
What you should do is hunt her down and make an album of her gagging on your cock.
So wow,
you need to find a big black woman, have her dress up as Batgirl.
Okay, now we're on to something. Hold on,
and just beat her ass with her titties,
and make sure that she's got really thick fingers. She's got to be well hung.
Oh, thick fingers.
Bitch, you're gonna take all 3 fingers. Oh, Lord.
So, but yeah, we're just gonna re-release something different, new material, stronger material, and just that's
cool.
What we're gonna do.
Well, hey, congratulations, got your
thank you.
Album coming out. And of course, we will be sure to tell that to both the people listening to this podcast as soon as it does get done.
Wait.
Uh oh.
Wait.
Here she
wait.
Comes.
Wait.
Hi.
Look at
hi,
this.
Hi, Marianne.
You drink all your coffee, darkie?
What do you got for us, JT?
Well, let's start with this. A woman in Los Angeles has reportedly filed a $1 trillion lawsuit against music mogul Diddy. Claiming, yes. According to this, that's his current name. I know he's changed a number of times. But claiming that he is responsible for the September 11th attacks.
Wait a minute. Diddy, isn't that another, that's what women, that's a euphemism for a woman masturbating, right?
D-I-D-D-Y? I don't know. Is that, Marianne, is that a euphemism for masturbation?
Survey says?
I've never heard that before.
Oh, no, that's diddling.
Marianne, okay, I'm sorry.
I just masturbate.
Okay,
there you go.
It's like they're playing a guitar when they masturbate, though.
Okay, I'm sorry, JT. I'm sorry.
Air guitar, yeah.
Oh, bitch.
So I see those air guitar competitions, and I guess they're the greatest air guitarists in the world are lesbians, apparently.
This is why I'm a wife likes you.
Yeah.
You have the same look on her. You're like, this nigga's retarded.
Your wife likes me because I ask questions about women masturbating?
No, because you make the same expression she makes when she hears me talking.
Oh, okay.
Like, this nigga is crazy. We should hit him over the head with a baseball bat.
It's just going to make him mad.
That's what I get. That's what I get for being crazy?
Yeah. All right. You know, he might just beat you up, but you hit him over the bat, he's going to rape you. No, don't hit him over the head with the bat.
I'm like, oh, man, oh, you got to take all 8 inches now, dude. Plus, it's going to give you 4.
So $1 trillion.
Yes, a $1 trillion lawsuit. According to the Hollywood Reporter, okay, here's the name of the woman who's suing Diddy. Valerie Joyce Wilson Turks.
Why is she suing him again?
She claims he's responsible for the September 11th attacks. She has accused Diddy, whose real name is Sean Combs, his ex-girlfriend Kim Porter, and police brutality victim Rodney King of somehow being responsible for the collapse of the World Trade Center.
Look, Rodney King, he was responsible for speeding.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Well, after they knocked down the World Trade Center, she wrote, the three came and knocked my children down.
She has syphilis. That's what happens when you get advanced syphilis.
It affects the brain. It does.
It does. It affects gone. The brain.
Hilarious.
Turks, the woman who was suing, also added that Diddy stole a poker chip worth, quote, 100 zillions of dollars.
100 zillions of dollars.
How many zeros is in a zillion anyways?
I don't know.
That she had won in a Mississippi casino and later gave it away to someone else. She further claimed that she once dated Diddy and that the 41-year-old rapper is the father of her 23-year-old son.
Which he knocked down.
Yes.
Him and Rodney King.
Yeah.
She is.
Wait, Jesus. Can we all get along, bitch? I'd have paid to see that day.
She's petitioning for $900 billion in child support.
I need to marry this bitch. She is just crazy enough.
The other $100 billion,
you know, she
is...
she must have a mean blowjob.
Well, I mean, she must.
That's a superhead.
The lawsuit...
Give me some, nigga. You got to give me some for that one.
Superhead.
She's got... You got to... Only crazy bitches suck good dick. We know that. Right? Yeah. She's got to get better head than superhead. She's...
Show up with a
your
cape.
Balls are in my throat, too. Fucking you up. Oh, bitch. You crazy. I'll give you billions of dollars, bitch. You keep doing that.
She just shows up with a cape.
Just a little cape under her chin.
Better than Superhead.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
She's petitioning for $900 billion in child support. The other $100 billion she is seeking is for, quote, loss of income. Hey, she must give good head if she lost $100 billion worth of income.
That bitch doesn't work. Who would employ somebody that fucking crazy?
A pimp? Out there, be somebody, homie.
A Los Angeles judge denied her request for a restraining order against Diddy.
But granted one for him against her.
But set a hearing for January 31st.
A judge is actually going to hear this shit.
Yeah, so this was heard on January 31st, and I wasn't able to find out what the results of this were. I will look that up, and we will have an update next week.
I wonder why the California state of California is broke, because we're wasting money on hearing stupid-ass cases like this from dumb bitches.
She blew the judge.
From across the room.
She offered him half of the hundred zillions of dollars.
Hundreds of zillions.
Yes.
Get that shit out of
I want to see those court documents.
I want to see that poker chip.
No shit.
Yep.
Maybe she was playing blackjack.
Maybe so.
Shoot. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
No. Oh, no. What was it in Ocean's 11?
George Clooney?
No, it wasn't Clooney.
Matt Damon?
Bernie Mac. Remember when Bernie Mac, he's playing the blackjack dealer and he's getting in trouble? And he's in the office going, they never let a black guy deal the card. They might as well call it white jack.
He had a point.
It's hilarious.
Anyway.
See what, I'm going to, okay, here's the thing. I'm going to sue Gene Simmons. for $1 zillion because he is responsible for me falling on stage on Thursday.
Oh, really?
And he knocked my kids over with his tongue.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you might be able to win that one actually, because that tongue could that tongue could stop traffic.
Really. It could. I think it has.
It probably has.
Oh yeah.
I'm a sue Kool-Aid for making unsweetened Kool-Aid and not, you know, making the letters big enough, and you put it in there, it's bitter and not sweet. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like. You should all be sweet.
Look out, Kool-Aid. Yeah, look out.
All right. Now, a former DeKalb County elementary school principal has admitted she unenrolled students before state testing and then re-enrolled them right after the state testing was done in an effort to boost scores last year.
So she unenrolled the stupid people.
Yes.
Sorry, your kid's retarded. We're unrolling him.
Nah, why?
You know, there's a word for this. It's called cheating.
Yeah.
Aren't we all telling our kids they shouldn't be cheating?
Well, you know, she should have gone. She should.
Hey, don't get on your high horse, Joel.
Yeah, all Joel. Right. She should have did. She should have did this. She should have sent them off on that field trip. They've been needing to go to the zoo, like they usually do when I was in special ed.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Y'all, it's field trip day for y'all.
Yeah. Just everyone y'all. Else, yeah.
Everybody else has to take this test. Y'all get to go.
Oh, that would encourage. I would, if I had known that's what they were doing, I would have intentionally gotten bad grades just so I could go see the Tigers.
Yeah. But as a but. So you just unintentionally got bad grades instead.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
No, I was just too lazy to study and didn't pay attention in class.
And they unenrolled you. And this is the whole point of this story, is somebody unenrolled you.
Something like that.
Right.
No, I had pretty good grades most of school. In the last couple of years, I realized, hey, you know what? This is
gay?
A waste of my time.
Oh.
And I just kind
of
stopped.
Kids, if you're listening, school is a waste of your time.
Yes, it was.
Yes,
it
you've got to learn really. To grow up, respect the people around you, and learn to give super head.
Well, you know, we learned. Exactly. Give super
That's
head.
The only way you're going to make
it. Hey, this woman was money. Making $100 billion that she sued for loss. She's suing for loss. I mean, she could bring down that for
what a super oh, my head. God. Stupid.
That's just the way it is.
Good Lord.
All right, well, so our country's still in a recession, right?
Really?
Yeah, they keep telling us the recovery has begun, but many local and state governments are still facing shortfalls and cutbacks. In this economic environment, it's important to have your priorities straight and to only spend money on things that are absolutely necessary. Things like new football stadiums for high schools.
And Omega watches.
And Omega watches.
Okay.
In 2009, at the height of the recession, the voters in Allen, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, voted 63% in favor of a $119 million bond measure to pay for the construction of a $60 million stadium.
Where was this at?
Texas.
Well, of course. Football. That's all Texas has is football.
The project also includes an auditorium for fine arts and the service center for the district.
Texas has the KKK, too.
Not really.
No, really? They moved out of there?
Well, I mean, they do. They have the KKK. Sorry, Texas.
Well, their education isn't so great. They keep spelling it with a C instead. People are showing up at the wrong place for the meetings. And
well, that's all Texas has. Texas is known for football. There's two places known for football in the United States, hugely. Yeah. The Samoan Islands off Hawaii. and Texas.
That's true. Well, for years, administrators have wanted to build a new stadium, but first they constructed schools to keep pace with the city's growth. Hey, what a shock. They actually built schools instead.
See? Yeah. So now it's high time.
Yeah.
It's high time.
The current stadium seats 14,200 only because of the portable bleachers they added, and they sell out of their season tickets every year. The new stadium is going to seat 18,000 and is due to open in 2012.
Now, the new stadium is going to be like Texas Stadium. They're going to have 400 people waiting outside that they're going to have to give their money back to because they didn't get to see the game.
Well, I was looking at some pictures of you know, artist conception drawings, and it's going to be nice.
Is this a nice stadium?
Yeah, it is.
Well, let's get some season tickets. Let's go.
Maybe let's go all the way to Texas, and on the way we can stop by Clinton, Iowa and get some chicken.
I don't think they're anywhere near there, JT.
Well, you know.
You
want to take a road trip.
That's a worth the road trip for the chicken, man.
That's a fucking long way of the round right there.
That's true.
Let's go to Texas via Iowa.
for the chicken. And I want to see the biggest raisin in the world.
Okay, there you go.
All right, in South Africa.
Like a raisin, man.
In South Africa, a 51-year-old woman was arrested for allegedly arranging for her daughter to be raped.
She's got to learn early.
Yeah. Why am I laughing at this? This is horrible. I am absolutely terrible.
Catch her coming
individual.
Home from work. She's going to be coming out of class at 8 o'clock.
She is accused of hiring a local man to rape her daughter in the hopes of finally getting that grandchild she's been waiting for.
How ugly is this bitch? ugly is this bitch?
Man.
Well, the daughter apparently has showed no interest in ever having kids, and, you know, mom really wants to have grandkids, so she hired some dude to rape her. Both the woman and the alleged attacker were arrested when the victim reported to the police that she had been raped last week.
Oh, my God. Dude actually did it.
Yep.
He did it. And here's the thing. She instructed him not to wear a condom. So, I mean, she might as well just said, get caught.
Yeah. Instructed him not to wear a condom because he wanted the girl to get knocked up, which, of course, leaves all the DNA evidence behind for them to easily trace the culprit. Police spokesman said the investigating officers had been sickened by the alleged scheme. They're just mad that they weren't the ones hired, really.
You know what's really sickening? Is all three of us are sitting at this table and laughing our ass off.
Yeah, I know.
That is the state of the world today. Break my daughter, motherfucker.
What is wrong with people?
We have being broke making huge
money. I am a horrible human being.
I wonder how much he got paid.
I don't $3. Know. I hope the mother at least thought to hire someone who didn't have AIDS. Because Africa has a really high incidence of AIDS. I really hope...
That's your hope of this whole story?
Yeah, seriously. Well, you know, it's bad enough she was raped and now, you know, I hope she didn't get AIDS.
If she's living in Africa, what else do you have to live for?
That's true.
Oh, God.
Well, since
I wonder why only two people listen to this podcast, because we managed to offend, everyone.
Man.
And by the way, fuck Canada too.
We don't like Canada either.
Fuck
really.
Canada. Fuck Canada.
Well, you know, I don't like ice hockey. I'm not into professional wrestling. What's Canada? And I don't drink beer. What's Canada got for me, really?
They got some decent looking women there.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yes, bad, they do. Man. Yeah, I'm trying to go over there and fuck.
They well, do. You know, yeah. We'll stop by there after the football game.
After the check-in there.
Oh my God. We're gonna go.
We're going to Clint, Iowa.
Then we're going to Texas,
and then up to Canada.
Son of a bitch.
Any particular place in Canada or just anyways?
Oh, I would say Toronto probably.
Yes, roll down the street. Hey, bitches.
Hey, bitches.
Angry. We're the angry comics. Throw my dick out the window one time. Hey, y'all like that one? Wear the condom, baby. You already know what it is. Get in our vehicle.
Well, sticking with South Africa for the next story here, a new drug craze has hit South Africa.
Oh, here we go.
It is called Wonga, spelled Whoonga.
Wonga Wonga.
It is a combination of rat poison, laundry detergent, marijuana, and antiretroviral AIDS medication.
Wow.
Okay. And that's why there's never going to be any cure for it, because they're smoking it up.
Demand for the substance has prompted a wave of theft of AIDS medication across the country.
Great.
Perfect. Perfect.
Who thinks of this stuff? Of, like, you know, I like getting high. We need something new. So what do you got in the cupboard?
Rat poison is AIDS meds, nigga.
Woo! I wonder how they make this. Now, did you say they smoke it or do they ingest
it? Oh, yeah, they smoke it. They smoke it. They crush up the AIDS pills and then mix, you know, the marijuana, laundry detergent, and rat poison in it.
They roll it
like a joint and smoke it.
I thought I had heard everything.
I wonder what kind of high it gives you.
Pretty strong one, apparently, because... The substance is said to be so addictive that users are hooked within days. Okay, quoting an addict here. If I don't smoke it, I get pains and can't sleep until I get some more. Well, that's pretty much a drug addiction, no matter what kind it is.
I mean, I'm like that over masturbation.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, dick gets hard, stuff's hard. I'm like that over chicken. I gotta jerk off, you know. Take a nap. You know.
Get that over chicken.
I'm like that over chicken. If I don't have it in a few days, oh.
Addicts smoke as much as 30 packets of the drug every day at a cost of almost $160. I just rob people to get the money. I don't have a job. This is all I do, Jomo said. Jomo is the
Jomo.
Another young woman who did not give her name said she sells her body to get Wonga.
Yes. Yes. And here's the thing. When she develops AIDS, she's already taken the medication. So we're good. We're good.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, you know, they're trying really hard to get people to stop this. But people are so addicted to this drug that there are those who have intentionally gotten themselves infected with AIDS so they can go to, you know, charity clinics to get the AIDS medication to make the
medication.
Yes.
What the fuck?
How bad do you need to get high?
Wonga Wonga.
Wonga Sykes.
Wonga Wonga.
I think that we should just nuke that area and start over.
Oh, there's plenty of this world we should be nuking right now.
Good grief.
Well, just remember, in Africa, he who smelt it goes to jail. In the nation of Malawi in southeastern Africa, a bill is under consideration that would make it a misdemeanor to pollute the atmosphere, quote, in any place so as to make it noxious to the public. The law was originally intended as a clean air bill, but Justice Minister George Chopanda has interpreted it to extend to farting. So,
well, if you're smoking Wonga Wonga, you probably
you busting beans Wonga, every
Wonga
second.
Wonga is your gas. Wonga, maybe.
So it's a misdemeanor.
Yes,
to fart in public.
To fart in public.
Bust a fart.
This was originally a clean air bill, so they're trying to stop pollution. But it's only a misdemeanor to pollute. I mean, you know, what is that going to stop a factory from chugging stuff in the
air?
But fix the they're AIDS like, first, we'll arrest people from farting.
Fix the AIDS first, nigga. Then worry about the environment.
Yeah.
No wonder that country is so fucked up.
I am never going there. No matter if I become a famous comedian, if they offered me millions of dollars to go perform there, I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'll be broke. And in America, because that's just not worth it.
Well, here's the thing. You ever notice whenever these guys go there, they always fucking come back. That's for sure. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No one goes back to Africa and then stays.
And says, you know what? This place is fucking cool.
Well, you know, my ancestors are from Europe, and as far as I'm concerned, they left for a reason.
My ancestors are from Oklahoma.
and you left for a reason?
And yeah, I'm not going back.
Come on, man.
Not into horse riding. You
know. Come on. We got great dental plans out there.
Yeah, the same ones that are from Great Britain. By the way, if you are listening in Great Britain, you fucking people have ugly teeth. And shitty food.
Crest, motherfucker. Get some Crest.
Well, if they had some normal food, maybe their teeth wouldn't be so bad.
Remember the cavity creeps?
Is that what they're
eating? I got a yuck mouth because I don't brush. Crest. Remember that? That was fucking...
You'd say the British person will talk into your face, and you'd be like, Emotep. Emotep.
Crest, motherfucker.
It's like mind control gas. Turn you into a zombie.
It's all day long with me, baby. This is going to happen all day long.
Cavity creeps.
Man.
That's hilarious.
Breath kicking harder than Kung Fu Panda, nigga. You gotta be a black belt just to say hi to a British person. What's going on? Hey, your brother's fighting me. Oh!
Oh, shit.
Yes, I'm an asshole.
That's hilarious. Okay.
This nigga getting hot from listening. Look at him. He's shiny, man.
I am sweating like a.
I do this
a nun in an orgy
all day long, baby.
It's all day long, baby.
Yeah, it's all day.
For $50 all day long, baby. Shoot.
All right, well, off to China now. The city of Beijing has a rather severe shortage of affordable housing. Combine this with an extremely low-paid, unskilled workforce, and you end up with a real problem. But some clever business people have come up with an interesting solution, renting out bomb shelters. Beijing is estimated to have nearly 30 square miles of underground tunnels, much of it constructed after the Sino-Soviet split of 1969, when they are afraid of a Soviet missile strike. One Chinese tunnel lord, as opposed to a landlord.
It's tunnel lord.
I didn't know what else to call it.
Oh, okay. As opposed to a Sith lord.
Yeah. Well, as opposed to a landlord, you know. Okay. This is a tunnel lord.
You will obey me.
This is the apartment that you want. Will
pay rent. Yeah, you want this place.
So a Chinese tunnel lord rents out about 150 rooms, which he leases from the city's Civil Defense Bureau. He has two different room sizes, 6x9 for about $40 a month and 6x15 for $60 a month.
Fuck, I'm moving there. Seriously.
I don't know, man. Even their bears are assholes. There's a shortage of panda bears because they won't even fuck each other. Panda bears, you put them in the same cage, they post a fuck, and they just look at each other all day. Just,
look, Chinese people do not have a shortage of fucking. How many people are in that country?
They're up to like 1.4 billion now.
Yeah, that's all they do.
Just like grains of rice.
And they're only 4'3".
It's because they're making all... That's why the pandas won't fuck. They hear the Chinese people fucking making all those weird noises you were talking about earlier. But the pandas have a little bit more pride.
The pandas, no, they're obeying the law, the one-child law.
You are going to have to apologize for that.
You are.
I'm sorry, Joel. Pandas.
It's all Joel Foreman's fault. I would have said some shit about y'all if it wasn't for Joel Foreman. He's always bringing up the race issue.
So, well, China's just messed up. So that's
really?
All it is, yes.
Well, how can we owe them so much money then if they're messed up?
Well, they're not spending their money on real estate, apparently. So they got a lot to save to. Okay.
Yes.
the intro I wrote for this is just so odd. I'm just, sorry. I don't have a good transition to this one. It breathes through its anus, can liquefy its body, and acts as a waste collector of the seabed. Scientists now believe that a species of sea cucumber living off the British coast, a worm-like creature, could become a lucrative culinary export. The flavor of the sea cucumber has been described as slightly lower than phlegm, whose texture it closely resembles, but it is considered a delicacy in China and the Far East, where processed sea cucumbers can sell for extraordinary prices.
Right. I'm hungry now.
No,
seriously.
No, I want anything that tastes like
flame. We are recording in a restaurant. Maybe I shouldn't have brought up this particular story.
Why don't you go out there and tell them all about it?
They're going to beat your ass.
Project will begin this year to see if it's possible to harvest commercial quantities of sea cucumbers from beneath fish farms, where the seabed is laden with organic detritus, a.k.a. fish poo. So they got fish farms where there's a lot of fish in an area.
We've spent an hour.
Crap on the ground. And so now they're going to put the cucumber, the sea cucumbers, it's the worm animal, on the seabed underneath to eat the poo, and now they want to harvest the sea cucumbers to sell them to China to eat.
Okay, look, we've spent about 45 minutes now saying fuck, nut,
poo.
Yeah,
and I felt the need to say poo instead of shit.
Yeah.
Is that really what you're complaining about, seriously?
That's where I'm going to, yeah. Look, it's fish shit.
Okay, fish.
Yeah, go on. Say
I don't
shit,
know.
Man.
Fish
God
poo
dang.
Just kind of rolls off the tongue better. Although
poo,
yes.
He said it all cute. Fish poo.
Fish poo.
They like the fish poo.
I don't think that's the point of the story. I think the point of the story is what the fuck. That is the point of who would eat that? Who would say, "Hey, hold on"?
Matt Slater, a New Zealander and sea cucumber specialist at Newcastle University.
As opposed to A.C. Slater.
I believe it was
in the
movie. Yeah. It was in the movie.
Lopez, nigga.
It was in the movie PCU where the guy said, look, you can major in Game Boy if you know how to bullshit. This guy knows how to bullshit because he majored in sea cucumbers.
He should be taken out back and shot.
How do you talk how do you talk your educational advisor into letting you Major in sea cucumbers.
What I want to do is I want to study sea cucumbers.
And feed them poo.
And feed them poo. And when we're going to sell them to China, because they're living in underground air raid bunkers.
Sure,
so
Mr.
They got lots of extra money.
A.C.
to
Slater.
To buy this stuff that tastes like phlegm.
Saved by the bell.
Yeah. So that's what happened to him.
That's what happened to him. He's majoring in sea cucumbers.
Yes, we wanted to find a way to clean up waste from large-scale aquaculture so that farming activities in the sea have little or no impact on the ocean floor. By growing sea cucumbers on waste from fish farms, we're not only farming a valuable food product and giving the wild sea cucumber populations a chance to recover, we're also developing solutions to fish farming impacts. Isn't that nice?
Here's what I want to do. I want to go take a really big shit.
Poo. No, it's poo.
And poo.
I'm going to take a big poo.
Take a big poo.
Right over their cucumber farm.
Yeah. Oh, they're eating it. Oh.
And then stand back and laugh.
The sea cucumber to be like, here come Terry. We're going to have corn today.
I wonder if they have like special restaurants. KFC cucumbers, deep fried cucumbers, sea cucumbers.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, Beijing fried cucumber. BFC.
BFC.
Beijing fried cucumber.
A lot of British people come over eat that, man.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be BMC, bowel movement cucumbers.
Yep. Yeah. British people over there. We don't need no crest. Shit ain't funny.
Crest.
Mate.
Well, and in New Zealand, when you get arrested, you have to remove all your piercings before they put you in the cell, right?
Okay.
So one woman was unable to remove one of her piercings, so the police allegedly cut it off with bolt cutters.
Oh.
The woman is suing the Christchurch Police Department. That's the name of a city in New Zealand.
For $1 trillion.
No, $150,000. Okay. Lawyers said the woman was arrested for obstruction in 2008 and acquitted of the charge in 2009. She accused a policewoman who allegedly removed the piercings of unlawful sexual connection, that's sexual contact there, breaching Bill of Rights, trespass to the person, abuse of her position. Okay, so the policewoman used bolt cutters to cut off a piercing
on her.
Woohoo!
And it just says unlawful sexual connection is one of the charges on this
she was
lawsuit.
Like, yeah, bitch.
So, I think you can guess where this piercing is.
I'm going to say it was in the lower region.
Yeah, she was putting fingers and everything in there.
It was south.
Professional piercer Jeremy Spivey.
Oh, Lord.
Said that he had an ear piercing cut off when he was arrested for being drunk and disorderly last year. He was told to remove about 8 piercings from his nose, ears and nose, but could not remove one of them. Police used pliers to cut off the piercing. Quote, they are quite brutal about taking them out. They don't care if they hurt you. You didn't care if you hurt you when you got the piercing. Why should the police care if they hurt you when they take the piercing off?
8 piercings. John, I'm looking at you. You have 2 on one side. Do you have 2 on the other?
Yeah.
That's 4. Okay. He had 4 more.
Yes. Well, it said they were removed from his nose and ears.
Yeah, okay. I didn't ruin like my face and nose and lips and stuff like
that.
Well,
see, ears where the piercing is, you know, supposed to be in our society anyway. You got, you know, all kinds of
but these
people
kids are screwed up today.
Weird things, but
put all kind of weird stuff everywhere.
Crazy fucking
people
kids.
People piercing their penises and shit. You ain't gonna put a hole in my penis, man. There's one hole in my penis. It's for peeing. You ain't putting shit through my shit, dude. That's I don't understand.
Well, there was a woman in New England who got busted for mistreatment of animals. I don't remember exactly what the charge was called. She was selling online goth kittens.
What?
Kittens with piercings in their like ears and tail.
What the fuck? Seriously? Was she sending them to you in the mail?
Shipping them, not... You know, she didn't put them in a freaking envelope and drop it in the mailbox.
But she put them in a box.
There are ways to ship an animal.
Really?
Well, yeah. You go to Federal Express or whatever. Say, yeah, I need to ship an animal. And, you know, they'll have, you know, a special person there to feed it. And they'll have to ship it certain ways. But there are ways to ship an animal, yes.
Interesting.
But
how Joel got here?
Hey, I'm hungry.
Well, see, mailing can be rough on your pets, pun intended. In fact,
wow,
That leads us to our next story. A postal worker was stunned when a package moved by itself and fell to the floor and heard the sounds of heavy panting coming from it. When the package was opened, they found a four-month-old puppy that a Minneapolis woman tried to mail to Georgia. This is the wrong way to mail someone a pet.
Those of you that are listening that do want to send puppies in the mail, don't do it in an envelope.
No. And do not send them to the Asians. Ruffies on the dinner table.
The air holes the woman punched in the box had been covered up with mailing tape. And the priority mail trip would have taken at least 2 days. It was supposed to be a birthday gift for a family member, said Police Sergeant Angela Dodge. It would have been kind of traumatizing to get a dead puppy.
Whip!
Maybe that was the intention. You know, if you don't like your nephew, what else are you going to send? If you don't identify it so that it can be handled properly, it goes into a cargo hold of an airplane. It gets 40 below in the cargo planes. And they go 40,000 feet. And there was no food or water. Puppies can't go that long. You know, puppy would have died.
Yeah.
You know, everyone loves popsicles, so.
That was terrible.
That was terrible. The woman, Stacy Champion, that's the name of the woman who mailed
Champion.
The puppy. Stacy Champion. Declined to tell police why she decided to mail the puppy.
See, that's none of your business.
She paid $22 to send the black poodle schnauzer mix puppy named Guess.
Yeah, well, guess
to
what?
Georgia I'm, via
guess
priority
what I'm
mail.
Shipping. That's what she was.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't insure it, though. That's terrible.
Mm. Is that the moral of the story, JT?
No, actually, it gets worse.
Oh, my God.
The worker who accepted the package asked all the standard questions, any perishables, liquids, hazardous materials. She said no, but cautioned postal workers, be careful, be careful. It was so delicate. On the outside of the package, Champion wrote, "This is for your 11th birthday. It's what you wanted." She also told the clerk that if sounds came from the package, don't worry. It just has a toy robot inside it.
Lion.
What a...
And not the jungle animal this time.
Champion was cited for misdemeanor animal cruelty and has 10 days to appeal. The dog is now at the city's animal control facility. So far, she has not notified authorities that she wants the dog back. However, she did return to the post office to demand a refund for the $22 she paid to mail the puppy.
Nice.
She also wanted a small amount of money she had attached to a makeshift dog collar returned to her.
And the dog's name is now Postal.
Yes.
Because he's going to bite somebody.
Stamp.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of criminals are real geniuses, but not all of them tattooed on their forehead, but this guy did. And so I guess it'll be our last story. In Ohio, a man with the word genius tattooed on his forehead pistol whips a pregnant woman. Jerome Smith, age 27, had only been out of prison for 2.5 months when he was arrested on felonious assault charges.
Whip! Whose baby is that, bitch?
Court documents accuse Smith of knowingly attempting to cause physical harm to Tierra Bryant, who is 8 months pregnant.
Tierra. Whip!
In a hearing, Bryant reportedly asked the judge to drop the charges against Smith because police didn't witness the incident, but prosecutors insist they have a witness. So the woman who was pistol whipped, please don't send my boyfriend back to jail, I guess?
Well, there you go. Stupid.
Smith has been incarcerated twice in the past. 5.5 year stint for attempted murder.
Oh, he's a winner.
Yeah, he's a peach.
He has a number of prominent pieces of ink work, including an Omerta tattoo that might be a reference to the Mafia's code of silence. He's being held on $50,000 bond. Somehow I don't think he's got 50 grand lying around.
Nope.
He might.
Not a nigga that stupid.
Whip!
All right, so...
That was a high-pitched whip right there.
That was a high-pitched whip.
That was a high-pitch.
So, guys, anything exciting coming up in the next week or so for you guys?
No, I'm going to be in the studio mixing. Whip.
You and Flav eating chicken, mixing.
Flav and I. Yeah, Flav and I. Flav and I are working on our new album.
Yeah, Flav, what's the name of the album? My boy Flav is a deer turd? What?
I never said I was Flavor Nice.
He's a deer turd.
I'm going to be mixing, getting ready to do that.
John Jones, you going to be heading out to comedy clubs at all?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go this time.
You know what? Hold on just 1 second. You're going to get your ass on stage. I'm saying it to the two people that are listening. If I go to a club this week and you ain't on stage, I'm going to kick off.
Kick off?
I'm going to kick off.
What is kicking off?
I'm going to kick off in your ass. It's an old expression.
Oh, man.
Well, I am very sorry I'm going to miss that. But fortunately or unfortunately,
it's good.
I'm gonna be starting work again Monday.
See, you're doing that now. Joe's gonna audit you. Terry, what's been going on with your bills, nigga?
Got called back in to work at the IRS, but unfortunately, I'll be working evening, so I'm gonna
IRS.
I'm gonna miss all
the IRS.
Wow.
It's not as bad as you might think. I just do data entry. I sit and I type. You guys, you fill out your tax forms, you send them in. I sit there, I type the information in the computer. So if you did your taxes properly and your refund is messed up, that's probably my fault. Sorry about
because
that.
Because Joel's usually high at work.
Yeah, he's smoking all the chronic.
So, and if you're sending through...
Fuck up Covington's taxes, nigga. What? $500 for leave.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think leaves count as a business expense. Mm.
They're delicious. Mm.
They're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I will see you guys again here next weekend, though. So
next weekend.
I won't be working weekend, so I'll still be able to do
working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
Actually, okay. 5 p.m. to 1:30 a.m.
Oh, damn. Shit.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you were talking about...
take it out.
doing the comedy show in the middle of the night. Maybe we'll start doing that.
Live at 2 a.m.
Live at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm sure. We can't get people to come and see us at 8 p.m. It's come out at 2.
Yeah, yeah. Come on out. Yes. When you're nice and drunk.
Word.
All right, well, hey, thanks again for coming out, guys. John Jones, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, deuces.
Terry Michaels.
Compton.
And one quick story just before we go. I want to end this on a happy.
Somehow I doubt that. I doubt that.
Happy. This is a newborn baby.
In between the rape jokes and the pistol whipping a pregnant woman.
No. This is good. This is everyone smile because this is good. Okay. The average newborn is 7.5 pounds. In Massachusetts, Jonathan Patrick Rose, R-O-Z-Z-E, I probably pronounced it wrong, was born healthy, rosy-cheeked, and nearly twice that size at 13 pounds, 2 ounces.
What? 13 pounds, 2 ounces?
That's
that,
right.
That woman is never fucking again.
Never.
Labor lasted only 4 hours with just 10 minutes of pushing for this first-time mom, Amanda Byron.
Yeah, because he was already crawling out.
Age 21, who delivered Jonathan naturally.
Because he came out walking.
Everyone's asking me,
what's
how
up,
did you
mom?
Do
how
it?
You doing?
Fuck that. The word...
Yeah,
the word of the day is Demerol.
Yes,
that's the word of the day.
It wasn't as much pain as I thought it would be, so I just smile and shrug. After the baby was delivered, Byron says the attending doctor wanted to take pictures of him because he was so big. He's just trying to get pictures. Never mind, that's gross. I'm not going to say.
Remember ending on a good note, JT.
Yes, the new mother said neither she nor her fiance Eric Rosie. Was a very big baby and noted that she ate well throughout her pregnancy.
I'm sure.
They don't know why he's so big. I had a normal, well-balanced diet, avoided caffeine and sodas, she told the Boston Herald. Rosie, the father, is hoping Jonathan's unusually large size will make him a perfect fit for the NFL. He's already being scouted by the...
by the New England Patriots.
Exactly. Either a lineman or a linebacker. I'll take that. So... Yeah, happy, big baby. Yay.
Aww.
Oh, hey, I am JT Foreman. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Thank you, John and Terry, for coming out here.
Absolutely.
And I'll see you guys again next week. Everyone, thanks for listening. Have a good week.
Word.
Word.
You'll have to see that picture.